Blog Talk Radio.
Going on live. Don't move that radio dial any further because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to the Blockless Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
Marvelous, darling.
Yes, sure, marvelous. How's everyone doing? This wonderful 4th of July, the 239th birthday of America. Happy birthday, USA. This is the biggest 3-day weekend online. This is the Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live by Blog Talk Radio. This is D Man, Eric Barrett, aka DP. Want to say happy Independence Day to all of our listeners. Anyone that has a computer, laptop, or tablet, or a smartphone open, and welcome to the show. Thank you for listening to us. You know, as you know, it's Independence Day, aka the 4th of July, where the founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, declaring them as an independent country, no longer a part of Britain, no longer part of England. And of course, you know, it's America's birthday, and happy birthday actually, I want to give a shout-out birthday greeting to my buddy Clee III, childhood friend of mine, known him for several years. Happy birthday to you, sir. Happy birthday to you. Have a happy 4th of July weekend birthday. Before I get the show started, I just want to say happy birthday to you, Clee III. Also, another Independence Day birthday baby who was born on this day, Chris Carswell, high school classmate of mine. We were in student council. I was about to say Star Trek together. Goodness. But happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Chris Carswell. Hope you have a wonderful Independence Day, 4th of July, birthday weekend as well. Happy birthday to you. And without further delay, let's pay our respects. Let's give the birthday boy or girl, well, birthday country his props today. As you know, it's America's birthday, 4th of July. So everyone here, within the sound of my voice, will you please rise, if you can, if you're able to, put your hand over your heart, and let's stand and listen to our national anthem. And I do mean national anthem. It's the Star Spangled Banner, everybody, played by a legendary guitarist, and you know who I'm talking about. Our national anthem, people.
Thank you.
Thunder and lightning. Just want to let you all know.
And the high is going to be 90 degrees, unless it gets cooled off by the rain, scattered showers that we may have, surprise showers that we may have later this afternoon, and a low of 68. Also, to round off the weekend, it's going to be there's going to be some more showers for July the 5th tomorrow. The high is going to be 85 degrees, and the low is going to be 67 degrees. Just want to let you all know that, so you won't be surprised and shocked by the weather that's going on. This just from my Middle Georgia listeners. So I hope you all are having a good time. Hope you're having a wonderful time. I'm still wrestling whether or not should I go to the movies today and check out Terminator the Genesis, either at the 3:45 show or the 6:45 show. I mean, I could see if I can make it to the 3:45 show after I finish this show. But the thing is, the problem is, though, I probably might end up getting a ticket. I might end up getting a ticket trying to drive all the way from where I'm staying right where I'm at right now at the Blog Talk Radio Studios here in Middle Georgia. Driving from there to Amstar 16 Cinemas, where I'm trying to where it's playing right now in Macon. I'm trying to figure out if I have to go to the 6:45 show. Then again, I probably might not even go at all today. I just probably have to wait till Monday, I guess. Tomorrow or Monday to go to the movies. I still got a lot of things to do. I don't have to go to the movies today. That's the thing. I mean, not only to celebrate family, but freedom. It's a whole lot of things. But definitely there to share it. You just don't want to do it alone. It's someone that's just a shared celebration of freedom, of the people who sacrificed themselves, their livelihood, in order to let it be available for us to live life and live life in liberty and the pursuit of happiness, as the framers once said in the Declaration of Independence. It's 3:13 p.m. right now. There's been a lot of stuff that has been going on. I wanted to say something about it. I didn't get a chance to talk about it. I guess I was rambling on. I wanted to say something, but I guess I was just so sad from the news. Of course, you know that I just had some news about Miss Sonia Manzano. Of course, you all know her as Maria from Sesame Street. And I just heard yesterday, as a matter of fact, yesterday, that she is going to be leaving Sesame Street. I know it's bad. I just found out about this yesterday, and not gonna lie, it broke my heart. It broke my heart because, well, Maria, she was my, you know, TV crush, my first TV crush. I mean, she made it cool to read and write, and especially read and write in bilingually. I mean, she made it possible for me to learn the Spanish language. So I'm totally indebted to her. So I'm really going to miss her. And this, I'm going to go ahead and just tell the news as I heard it. It's from the Huffington Post that one of the friendly neighbors of Sesame Street is leaving town. Sonia Manzano, who has portrayed the character Maria since 1971, is retiring. The actress made the announcement on Monday at the American Library Association's annual conference held this year in San Francisco. She said that having been on the show for so long, many viewers got to know her as children, and then again years later when they had kids of their own who began watching the show. Many took to social media to express their gratitude and heartbreak over the announcement. When one person wrote about Maria's moments with Oscar the Grouch, my son replied, "I have always been in love with Oscar the Grouch." Ew. Anyway, I would have kept that to myself. But another person called it the end of an era, which prompted this response from Manzano. Manzano first appeared on Sesame Street in 1971 and became
a series regular in 1974. When Maria first moved into Sesame Street neighborhood, Masana portrayed her as a teenager, according to the official bio on Sesame Street. Viewers have watched Maria grow up. She was a first crush, a best friend, a babysitter, telling stories and making everyone laugh. She dated and then married Luis, and then they had a daughter, Gabby, who is now grown up. Maria and Luis own and run the fix-it shop, specializing in toaster repair. As one of the show writers, Montana incorporated elements of her own life into the character. When she became pregnant, it was also part of the show. In one episode, she even nursed her daughter and explained breastfeeding and bottle feeding. Montana's earned 15 Emmy Awards. Wow, that's incredible. As part of the program's writing staff and has been nominated twice as a performer. Wow, that is great. Before joining Sesame Street, Montana was part of the original cast of the off-Broadway production of Godspell. In more recent years, she has appeared on the stage in the Vagina Monologues and The Exonerated. She also plays Judge Gloria Pepitone on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. In addition to acting, Montana is the author of two children's books and last year published the young adult novel The Revolution of Evelyn Serrano. Her memoir, Becoming Maria, Love and Chaos in the South Bronx, will be published later this summer. And I just want to say thank you and gracias, Ms. Sonia Montana, for making it possible for me to learn to read and write in two languages. And I just want to thank you. And also, for you to get 15 Emmy Awards, not just, you were nominated, but I think you should have gotten some for acting as well. But 15 Emmy Awards, not that many people get that many Emmy Awards or any awards at all for something that they do so well. And I just want to say thank you and congratulations, and I hope best wishes on your future endeavors. Maria, my first TV crush, and, well, of course, you were a crush, well, a whole bunch of guys who had crushes on you. But I want to say thank you, and you made me become a more better educated person. I thank you. I salute you. Of course, you know, there's going to be a lot of celebrations this weekend. Like I said, there's going to be some things going on. There was something, I think there's something Cochran. Yeah, well, of course, you know, the Sandy Beach Water Park at Lake Towasaki is now open, and it has been open since yesterday. So definitely those who are in Macon, Georgia area, Central Georgia area, please check out the water park if you have some time. But definitely go there now while you still can before it starts raining. It looks really cloudy right now from where I'm standing. It's not that cool, not that bright right now, but please enjoy it while you can right now. While the weather is really, really great. Yes, this is what I was talking about. Yes, the Cochran Motor Speedway, they had their annual Georgia Showdown, had one last night, and they're having another one tonight. The gates open at 4 p.m. later today, and racing will begin at 8 p.m. Admission was $10 yesterday and $15 today. It's going to have the Speedway will also have a huge fireworks display during intermission, so definitely check that out. Definitely check that out while you can. It's going to be a wing dang doodle of a show. That's what I've heard. I think you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to love it. Definitely going to love it. Also, I wanted to talk about some things that's been going on, especially in the Macon, Georgia area. There were permits slowed the demolition of the new Way building on Cotton Avenue. Just some bad, really bad news, bad, sad news. Says, and this is from David Johnson, WJXA, said that months after a fire had gutted the iconic New Way Wieners restaurant on Cotton Avenue in Macon, people are still anxiously waiting for it to reopen. But New Way's owners are waiting for demolition permits before tearing down the building. Macon resident Danny Porter says he loves the food there. He said that I would come down here and eat breakfast every morning, eat the hamburgers and hot dogs, delicious fries they serve here at New Way, quote unquote. New Way co-owner Jim Kavassius said it would take 9 to 10 months before the Cotton Avenue location would be ready to reopen. he said that he talked to the general manager, and by the time the insurance was paid off and everything, it would probably take 8 months to about a year. Mr. Kakavia says they are waiting for demolition permits and insurance adjusters to finish their assessment before tearing down the building. Kakavia says that the remodel may not be ready for the 100th anniversary. That is kind of sad. The Macon resident Clarence Lawson said the New Wave building is part of the city's history. There's a quote that is kind of heartening because there's a lot of history here. You have a building that's over 100 years old, and it was the first. So if New Wave, if the New Wave company wants to reopen it or refurbish it, they should allow them to. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But for now, so far that Mr. Danny Porter has to go to a different New Wave when he wants a hot dog. So instead of going downtown, he has to go to Zebulon Road. Wow, he says, I wish the place never caught on fire. Well, who doesn't? Yeah. A lot of hungry folks have to walk talk about going for a long way for a New Wave. As the slogan once has been said, I mean, they tell them I'd go a long way for a New Wave, man. Now they're going to have to use, now they're going to have to practice it in real life, though. Yeah, now you're going to have to say it literally. I go a long way for a New Wave, but how long, but how far and how long and how far you want to go to get that New Wave? That is the question, people. That's the question. That is the question, people. Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Wow. So much things going on. Maria's leaving Sesame Street. Man, I'll tell you, that is just... That is just really, really, really... That's really sad when you think about it, though. Matter of fact, speaking of... it is 3:22. I probably want to go ahead and let you all know this is for my... Middle Georgia listeners, it is getting kind of cloudy, so I want to get some weather reports from NWS, the National Weather System, about certain counties. Yes, there's a strong weather alert, a strong storm alert from the National Weather Service has issued a strong storm alert effective until 3:30 p.m. today for Dodge County and Lawrence County. At 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, a strong thunderstorm was reported in nearby Cadwell, or 8 miles east of Eastman. It is moving east at 35 miles per hour. A hazard of winds up to 40 miles per hour. Frequent lightning and heavy rain. An impact. People outdoors should seek shelter immediately. Expect minor damage to trees, to tree limbs, and blowing around of lights. Unsecured objects, electrical appliances should not be used unless in an emergency. There's localized flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas is also likely. Motorists should remember to turn around, don't drown. Some locations in the path of this storm includes Cadwell, Cedar Grove, Rockledge, Plainfield, and Lowry. More information can be found online at WGXA-TV on Facebook page by searching WGXA-TV and by following at WGXA News on Twitter. Stay tuned to WGXA for updates. This is from WGXA. I want to thank them for that. Thank you for the information. Just had to get and let everyone know that there are some possible storms that are coming today on the 4th of July. But if you have some shelter, don't let the rain stop you from having a good time. But just like I said, just be careful. Be careful in having when you're celebrating, whether it's, you know, natural try to avoid as many disasters as you can, whether it's a natural disaster or a man-made disaster. As a matter of fact, speaking of which, I actually made a safety PSA yesterday. I uploaded it yesterday on my Derek Barrett Films YouTube channel, and it was about safety, fireworks and safety. Now, I mean, it actually was probably more about gun safety than fireworks safety anyway, but I just had to mention this because I want people to learn, you know, from these dangers, man, and it doesn't have to go this way. You know, it doesn't have to go this way, you know what I mean? And just some things I want to talk about, you know, before we end this this broadcast. About 6 months ago, like I said, I had, I think around about New Year's Day, I found a bullet hole in the kitchen, and it just missed my refrigerator, and the bullet seemed to just crashed through the kitchen ceiling, barely missing the fridge and the cabinets above the fridge, bounced down the wall, bounced down on the floor, and rolled right across the kitchen floor and under the cupboards. The cabinets below my microwave. Now, the reason why... Now, I know my aunt and uncle don't own a gun, and the last thing they would put one is would be in the attic, so I know because it would have gone off a long time ago, so I'm just glad about that. However, a lot of people know that if you want to celebrate the fireworks on this day or Memorial Day or New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, please be careful. If you can't afford fireworks, just watch them. Just watch the fireworks. If you can't afford to buy them yourself and light them up, just go ahead and watch them. If you happen to have guns, cap guns, nothing's not going to pop out of there, thank goodness. But don't use your guns. If you have guns that fire real bullets, please do not use them in a celebratory way in replace of fireworks. Because you could hurt yourself or somebody else. Because what goes up will eventually come down. I'm just saying. I mean, these bullets are just, they're not going to burn out like those bottle rockets that you shoot up in the air. It's going to come down, and it's going to come down hard. I mean, had I been there when that bullet fell in that kitchen, and I was getting ready to make my midnight snack, a sandwich, that would have been my last midnight snack, really, potentially. And so I'm just letting you know, just be careful, people. Just be careful. And speaking of which, I want to end this show on a good note. As you know, Warner Robins, the international city, you know, of course, that's where you have the famous Warner Robins Air Force Base. They had a special speaker, had a special guest to perform It happened to be Darius Rucker, the former frontman for Hootie and the Blowfish. And he has a brand new album coming out, I think sometime this month. It'll be his fourth album in the country music genre. Of course, he's now a country music singer. He's been inducted to the, recently inducted to the Grand Ole Opry. He's the first African American to have a number one hit on the country music chart since Charlie Pride in 1983. So, I mean, having him perform at Warner Robins, Independence Day Festival, Independence Day concert over in Warner Robins, you know that had been a blast last night. I wish I was able to go there. I know that had been incredible to see that guy, see him, because he's really good. He's done a lot. He's been in music business for a long time. And just to go from pop to, well, pop alternative to country, basically a reverse Taylor Swift, so to speak. You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, and I wish him the best. I wish him the best. And pretty much, I have some. Well, 10 seconds to 3:30. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to cut this thing short. I hope you have a good time this wonderful 4th of July. Please keep yourselves dry today. Watch out for the rain. If you happen to be at the water park, definitely get out of the water as soon as possible. If you see any raindrops, definitely get out there because you don't want to get shocked. But still, have a good time. Don't eat too many baby back ribs or whatever, but definitely have a good time today. Don't let the weather stop you, but have a good time, but be safe and be careful always. For tomorrow's show, tomorrow's broadcast, I'll talk about who is going to be taking over, who's going to be airing the Miss USA pageant. Who's going to be the substitute
network to play the Miss USA pageant now that NBC has bowed out, along with Univision. I'm definitely going to be talking about that tomorrow. And I hope you all have a good time. Definitely, of course, you know, the 4th of July, they have that hot dog eating contest on Coney Island. You have Kabahashi Tabayashi versus Mr. Jaws. I think Joey Chestnut. I think they're going to be going against each other head-to-head again. Again, I was like, my goodness, how many hot dogs can you eat in one time? I think Joey Chestnut won it 4 years in a row. I don't know if I have the stomach for that, literally. I mean, he probably ate more hot dogs. He ate 69 in a sitting. I think that's a record right now. 69 hot dogs. He probably ate more hot dogs in an hour, about an hour and a minute than I probably eat this decade. But anyway, I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July. Take care. Be sure to check us out, unless noted otherwise, every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett, here wishing you a marvelous 4th of July and marvelous Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow, 23 and a half hours from now. Hope you have a wonderful time. Have a marvelous time. I'm going to close the show with one of Darius Rucker's greatest hits that he did with his band, Hootie and the Blowfish. This is actually 20 years ago. One of his bigger hits from his classic hits from Hootie and the Blowfish. I Only Want to Be With You. So happy 4th of July, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Happy Independence Day. Take care and have a marvelous, marvelous Saturday and 4th of July.
Such a baby, give me the thought that made me cry. But there's nothing I can do.
Has been another broadcast of the biggest 3-day vacation online. This has been this marvelous radio show. I'm Derek Barrett. Have a marvelous 4th of July, everyone, and take care.